Athletics, military service, medicine, and Parkinson's disease have connected the lives of Jana Reed and Sarah Whittingham. 30 years ago, as young, talented, ambitious cadets, they met on the U.S. Air Force Academy's idyllic track at the foot of the Rocky Mountains in Colorado Springs. Jana was from the California coastal town of San Luis Obispo, and Sarah came from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Jana, who was a year older, was a hurdler and long jumper for the academy, while Sarah ran long distances. Both women majored in biochemistry and were accepted to top medical schools, Jana at Georgetown and Sarah at Tulane. Jana's ability to navigate obstacles made emergency medicine a natural fit, and Sarah's stamina sent her into anesthesiology. After completing their medical training, they served throughout the United States and around the world, including in Afghanistan. In 2016, Jana noticed something strange. When she propped up her feet, her left toes would shake. She thought it was a leftover symptom from an old injury, so, like many physicians, she just blew it off. However, over the next 2 years, while she was working nights in the emergency room, other symptoms began to emerge, and nurses started to notice. They came to her, almost apologetically, with their concerns. One whispered, "I noticed your arm was really shaking when you put on your gown." Another sidelined her and said, "Hey, I noticed you're moving really slow and stiff. Are you injured?" One more said, "You're walking funny, like shuffling. Are you okay?" The nurses were not the only ones concerned. Her friends thought she was sad because her face seldom produced a smile. Jana blamed fatigue, exhaustion, and menopause. Anything but Parkinson's. Eventually, she saw a neurologist via telemedicine who diagnosed her with a disabling disease. She was 47. Jana decided to stop working shifts in the emergency department because she was concerned that her slowness and stiffness wouldn't let her keep up with the unpredictable pace. And she worried about making a mistake. She started working in a smaller clinic, which hasn't been as satisfying, and because she has had less training there, she finds it stressful. At about the same time that nurses were becoming worried about Jana, Sarah's health caught the eye of a surgeon, her husband, Dr. John Langell. One day, John told her, "Your arm's shaking." Sarah thought this was strange. Why would I have a one-sided resting arm tremor? The physician did what many people do. She Googled it. Two terrifying words kept coming up: Parkinson's disease. Neurologists later confirmed Sarah's diagnosis. She was 46. Looking back, Sarah realized that her symptoms may have begun 5 years earlier. A recent triathlon had taken her 2 hours longer to complete, even though she had trained harder than ever. Sarah soon became anxious and depressed and gained 30 pounds. Following their shared diagnosis, the two classmates reconnected. The resilient pair were both stunned by the news, struggling with the diagnosis, falling out of shape, and seeking answers. But they helped each other. Jana completed intense physical therapy following a hamstring injury and was able to exercise again. She even had a new walking partner, a black lab named Apollo. Sarah also learned the benefits of exercise and participated in a clinical trial involving cycling. Soon, the mother of two was back on the road to health and determined to return to racing form. Today, Jana, 50, cares for her husband, a Navy brat who has brain cancer. She is thinking about retiring from medicine, as her disability is increasing, but she still serves in the California Air National Guard. Sarah lives with her family in Aurora, Ohio, and continues to work as an anesthesiologist. She is also helping raise $1 million to study the ability of exercise to alleviate the symptoms of Parkinson's. Jana and Sarah were both in their 40s, fit, active, and in the prime of their careers when Parkinson's knocked at the door. How could they both be diagnosed at such a young age? Why did it happen to them in the same month? Why, as they discovered, had it also affected some of their fellow Air Force Academy classmates?